KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And our weather forecast for today is calling for it to be partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 54, winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Fair to partly cloudy tonight, a low of 27 with widespread frost possible, mainly after midnight. And good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Topping the news this hour, emergency crews have recovered a vehicle submerged in Carter Lake. Inside, authorities found the body of a woman. According to KETV in Omaha, Omaha Police Lieutenant Alan Straub said his officers were patrolling the area when they learned there was a car submerged in the water. Straub said they noticed the car's headlights and taillights were on. Officers called the Omaha Fire Department, who pulled the vehicle out of the water, and that's when crews learned there was a woman inside. No other details are currently available, and the name of the woman has not been released. The CAM School Board Monday voted to approve both the 2021 and 2022 budget and the 21-22 school calendar. Their action followed two public hearings that were held before their regular meeting. According to CAM School District Superintendent Paul Cron, the 2021-22 school calendar is basically the same as the current calendar, with the first day of school starting August 23rd of this year and the last day of school on May 25th of 2022. Still up in the air, he said, is a decision on virtual snow days. That'll be adjusted after the Iowa legislature makes a determination on that issue. House Senate File 467 passed out of the Senate on March 26th that would have allowed schools to use five virtual snow days starting next school year. The Senate bill, however, failed to make it out of the House, and once Governor Reynolds' proclamation ends, there will be no online learning. The CAM School Board also approved a fiscal year 21-22 budget. The tax rate is similar to last year, with a tax levy of $10.51.01 per $1,000 assessed valuation, compared to the current $10.50. The CAM School Board and other business Monday approved the Wood River Energy Natural Gas Program renewal in the amount of $26,655. Contract prevents a spike in gas increase, such as what happened this past winter. They approved an AEA purchasing agreement for food service fiscal year 21-22, which not only saves the district money, but prevents aids in the bidding process and procurement of risks. The CAM School Board also approved a Master of Social Work, or MSW, agreement between the district and Green Hills AEA for FY 21-22 for the use of a social worker. They approved the list of graduating seniors, both the CAM High School and Connections Academy. The Academy will conduct a virtual graduation ceremony May 15th at 11 a.m., while the brick-and-mortar student ceremony will be May 16th at 3 o'clock. The CAM School Board approved a bid from Detter Motor Company for two Suburbans and a Malibu at a combined cost of just over $101,000. And in other business, they approved an out-of-state after-prom event. Cron said the junior class parents had requested the district bus students to the Urban Air Trampoline Adventure Park in Omaha. The bus leaves the high school on Saturday night at 11:30 and will return at 4:30 a.m. on Sunday. The Exira EHK School Board Monday evening approved the hiring of a principal for the pre-K through fifth grade school.
We hired Carrie Bauer. She currently works for the AEA. She's been a special education consultant in our district for as long as I've been there, so I know at least 5 years. She's been a special education director in the past. We interviewed four candidates last week, and the committee decided she was going to be our best fit, so the board approved her. So we're looking forward to having her next year, and she's excited for the opportunity.
That's Exira EHK Superintendent Trevor Miller, who said also the Exira EHK board voted to continue with the mask mandate through the end of the current school year.
Our board had a good lengthy discussion on it. The motion was made to leave it in place through the last day of school, and that passed 4-3. So it was a good discussion. People have different beliefs, and my one was, hey, let's just try to keep our kids in school. We've done a good job. We've got 28 days of school left. I don't want to see, you know, some of our students, you know, be out 2 weeks or, you know, not miss prom or miss graduation just to an exposure at school. So I know people are becoming tired of them, and I know our students become frustrated, but, you know, if we can get those last 28 days in without any major outbreaks, that's important.
The Exira EHK board also approved filling a librarian vacancy through the AEA sharing agreement, an operational sharing agreement with IKM for a school business official. Miller said that Kyle Wagner will be leaving this Friday and taking another HR position. He'll be replaced in the interim by Mallory Meyer, who currently serves as a shared SBO.
We are going to do 60% IKM Manning, 40% Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton next year for her as our school business official. And we'll be looking to find an HR, human resources, replacement next year.
And the board approved continuing the operational sharing agreement with IKM Manning for Superintendent Trevor Miller's services.
This year I'll be 70% IKM Manning and 30% Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton, which this current year I'm 80-20, so there'll be an additional 10% of Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton, which works out to a half a day every week or a full day every 2 weeks. So I'll probably be in district one day one week and 2 days the next. But with technology and everything else that we have, I can do a lot of my things from not being in the office, and people know how to get a hold of me.
A technology agreement was also reached with IKM Manning for Dan Spooner, who will do a 60-40 split with 60% of his time at Exira EHK and 40% at IKM Manning. The current arrangement is 50-50. Also, the board approved a bid of $84,900 from TBB&M Construction for renovation of the staff restroom in the Exira building. There were three bids in all for the project, which involves taking two small bathrooms and turning them into one unisex bathroom. And Trevor Miller said the facility hasn't had any updates since the school was built in 1957. Work is expected to commence over the summer and be ready by next school year. That is a check of our news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.